Hey everybody, it's Chad of the Wild, and this season we are playing through The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. In our last episode, we went to the House of Gales, we blew things around, we got a pendant, we got another heart piece, and we are back to exploring yet again. We talked about how we have access to all these items now, and all of us went in. Now, Dennis, you're playing on the hero mode, you're getting punished. For dying here. And are you still buying all the items again, or just what you need?
I'm not buying all the items. The items that I'm mainly buying are bombs, and they're required items for the dungeons.
Yeah, I think that's their idea. That's what they wanted you to do. They wanted you to really think about what you're carrying with you. And that's actually a good way of doing it, because that has always been a problem with some of the Zelda games. You'll forget about items, mm-hmm. right? There's always stuff that you can go to the end of it. And then someone, you know, having done this show for as long as I have, we'll bring up an item, and then someone will go like, I totally forgot I even had that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this one making it a point to say, no, you're going to spend money on it. And if you die, you're going to lose it. And you're going to be aware of what items you need when. So you could be like, oh, I need this thing here. And you bring up your items. Oh, I don't have it because I died and I didn't buy that one back. So now I have to just put a pin in it, come back later, rebuy the item, however I'm going to do it. But a lot more to explore in here. And now we can head up to Death Mountain.
Ooh, so death awaits us.
I loved this. So I first went up here with just bombs. I just bought bombs at first. When I was doing my exploring, we have to deal with a lot of boulders coming down at us.
So many boulders.
There's so many.
Oh,
you can use your bombs to stop the boulders, but there's also a risk of you doing it too late and it blows you up too. This is probably the closest I got to dying was, well, actually, yes, up in Death Mountain because of a couple things, but including what Jonathan had mentioned in the previous episode.
Oh yeah,
the Lionels that are hanging out up there,
terrifying.
But timing it in these rooms where these boulders are just rolling around and all that, and being like, okay, I'm gonna drop a bomb to stop it, but I did it way too late and I took damage because of that as well. And that was where I started hearing some beeping going on. I was like, oh right, I need to be careful.
Oh yeah.
I tell you what's amazing, though, is how many of those boulders have rupees in them. Because, my goodness, I was raking it in as I was making my way up the mountain. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. So many of the little rocks were sparkling as well, and you can hit those and get rupees out of them. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I do think I have about 3,000 rupees right now by the end of this episode.
I'm probably getting close to that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting around like 800, but that's because I keep having to rebuy items.
Yeah, that is a shame. That is a shame.
Yeah.
I'm becoming less and less envious of you playing on the hero mode. Yeah, so again, we make our way up this mountain. One thing I did notice, so the weather bird save stations or whatever we have, As we find those, one, I love that their animation before you get them is they're asleep.
Yeah.
And they've got the little cartoon bubble coming off of them. But also, if you haven't saved in a while, they will just go and freak out.
Yeah.
Like when you go by them, they'll just start making a bunch of noise and everything. I believe there's a timer in the game that like every 20 minutes or something like that, it'll say like, hey, come over here. You should save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another great design. Very good.
Yeah. Especially with no autosave, it's very, very, very handy. In the day and age of autosave, you just forget. And like, I can't remember what game it was. It was one of the new Super Mario Brothers games. I think it had, for some reason, had like manual save in it still, and I kept on forgetting and turning things off, and it's ridiculous. But also, I've forgotten that games of this sort of era about 10 years ago were very much sort of coming down hard on like, you should take a break if you've been gaming for too long. And it tells you that as well. It's like, have you taken a break? Mom, you rest your eyes, keep up your fluids. And it's, yeah. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah, the I want to say, what is it? The latest Switch sports game, I believe, has the take a break in it. I'm trying to remember the like Switch games that told you to take a break.
Is there any of the more physical ones like Ring Fit Adventure does?
Yes, yes. That actually makes sense. That
exactly.
makes sense for Ring Fit Adventure.
I reckon it was some sort of legality about the 3D screen on the 3DS meant like some maybe one in a million people would report eye strain from using it for more than 30 minutes. So legally they have to put in something that says like that.
Or they on the Wii as well, because you have these games that you're moving your arms around.
Yeah.
And they don't want someone to sue them to be like, I pulled a muscle in my arm because I was playing your game. And they were just like, you should have taken a break.
Yeah, we told you. We really tried to tell you, you know. You accepted the terms and conditions. You didn't read them. That's how they get you.
This going back up Death Mountain, though, was interesting because it got confusing some of the time for me. You know, you're going in and out of these caves. It's not one for one. Like, I don't believe you could literally overlay the inside of the cave on there.
No, not by a long way.
Like, this goes here. Yeah. So there's a lot of times you go in one cavern, and then you're just like, I don't know, I'm going to pop out somewhere. And as I'm trying to find these Mai-Mais too, where I see one hanging off the side, and I'm like, well, I'm going to pop out of this thing here, but that's going to drop me back down again. But then I end up going the wrong way and then end up continuing forward up the mountain without getting the Mai-Mai that I wanted.
Yeah.
So that was just like, that was kind of frustrating.
I really like the inside, the boulder rolling bits inside. Like, once I realized how they work and the fact that essentially the boulders are sentient, and they roll whichever way is going towards you, and you can sort of trick them to roll into each other and run through, or like when you realize you can merge into a wall to dodge it. And that's, again, it just, it's one of those things where it feels like you're cheating the game. But it's what you're meant to do. And it's just, I love that sort of sensation where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so clever. When it's led me every single step of the way to figure that out.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the first time I went up here, I just had bombs. And this was before we even did the previous dungeon. So I was just like, I'm just going to grab bombs right now. Just go in and bombing all the caverns that I did. And I went all the way up to Death Mountain as well. And coming back through here with the hammer, knowing that you needed the hammer for this here, I got original Donkey Kong flashbacks.
Yeah,
with the boulder stuff.
Very much so, yeah. Yeah.
It literally is almost like made up the exact same way. It goes in a zigzag. Mm. There are ladders in between. Some of them you can't, like, and some of them are broken. And you have, and you know, you got your hammer that you can smash these things coming at you. It was just, I was like, I'm playing Donkey Kong right
now.
This has to be intentional. This feels like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, and there's that massive monkey at the top, which really topped that off. You know, that there's a giant monkey that you reach at the top.
And Princess Pauline was up there.
Yeah.
Like, she's in this world. That's weird. Okay. And then credits roll.
It was a great little Easter egg.
That would be fun if there was like a big Goron up there, though, with a barrel. And he was just really grumpy.
Yeah, just something up there, like some kind of creature that was doing that.
That would have been nice.
Just to really cement that was a reference there. But maybe not.
Or just Seth Rogen sitting on a chair.
Now, did any of you... Maybe I missed something here, and I get the feeling I really did. Did any of you go to the go down to where the, what was it called? Someone's ore mining place?
No, I haven't been
there.
So
up in the, Dennis, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I just haven't gone there yet.
Okay. So up there at some point you'll go down into one of the caverns, and I think you even have to go past the actual tower too.
Like, yeah.
We'll get to the tower at the top, and then we can just keep going right, and then there's more things to explore. There's this area over there that I'm going to assume has something to do with a sword upgrade later on, because you have to, it's some sort of like, you know, or refinery place or whatever, and you're following these signs to go there. Part of what you do is you go inside of the volcano and there are moving platforms and you have to drop. You are way high up. This one was a really good one to turn the 3D on for because you can see the lava way, way far down. And it wants you to jump off of each of these platforms down to a lower level. Now, first it's really straightforward. Then you start to have to time things out. I lost a lot of hearts here. There's also a couple Lynels sitting up on one of these platforms too that you get there. Horrific. So
horrific.
But I got all the way through it and I didn't see anybody here. So I assume I'm not supposed to be here yet. And I probably wasted a good 20 minutes.
Isn't that part of a bottle quest?
It's, I mean, now that I'm looking at this, there is a place for a bottle, but I think that's another little area that you can go to through there. The place that I went was following these signs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember doing a bottle, something. I remember doing a, something with a bottle up there, but I, I can barely remember. This time, as soon as I saw a Lynel, I went, no.
No, thank you.
Yeah, not.
Not again.
Not today, Satan.
But yeah, is there anything else to bring up in the Death Mountain here before we go into the tower?
I don't think so. Yeah, not from my end, at least.
Did you? Because yeah, you didn't explore enough. Still,
I didn't explore. I just went like straight to it. I'm definitely gonna do a ton of exploring after this. Like, there's so much I'm able to do now that I never actually like thought of, because like. In the last episode, you were talking about like all these like caves with like these rupees that have the adventures and stuff. Mm. And I didn't think that was until like after halfway through the game that those opened up. So knowing that, that's very nice. I mean, that I'm going to be able to go do
more than anything else. Go and get your bottles, fill them with fairies, because
yeah,
that's going to save you. Because those fairy fountains just, I assume, just restock like. And there's one I found on the way up to Death Mountain or on Death Mountain. And there's that one in the first dungeon. It's really quick and easy to get back to them. So yeah, do that.
For yourself.
For the sake of your young
Take
mind,
care
sir.
Of yourself, man. Oh, we're here for you.
I'm going to do it for me.
Good.
Let's all take a break for ourselves.
Yeah, let's okay? do that.
Then when we get back, we're going to be rejuvenated. Dennis is still going to have the same amount of hearts, but we're still going to get through it.
It'll be a little better. A little better.
Those hearts are going to be a little bit more red.
A little bit.
All right, we're back. We were rejuvenated. We were ready to go into the Tower of Hera. Jonathan, was there anyone named Hera in your life?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right, so we go into here. Now, I remember getting flashbacks of this being a big deal in A Link to the Past. This was sort of the area that you found the moon pearl that ended up changing. That was the first time in A Link to the Past that we then, like, after we got out of here, saw the Dark World, which was, like, mind-blowing kind of thing. So kind of disappointing getting back here and having this dungeon that takes about 10 minutes to get through.
It's very short, very fast.
I was kind of glad of it because I was running a bit short on time prepping for this episode.
We don't want to factor that in the actual like critique of it necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, yeah, it's great. It's
a great dungeon for someone in a rush.
But the way this one is laid out is that it is really just like singular room stacked on top of each other, where every single one is just like one room of you trying to figure out how to get to the big, for whatever reason, smiley face spring. Why does it look like this? Why does it have this big grin on its face?
It's because it's asking you to hit it with a hammer, so it looks really annoying.
Real smug?
Yeah, it looks like he's got some dreadful opinions.
So you just want to hit him with that band hammer.
Yeah.
And then when you do hit him, he then gets very mad and angry. And then he becomes happy again.
I want, like, there had to be, you know, I think about the QA testing for this game, right? Because clearly they did a lot. Because they were very smart in how they laid out a number of things in this game. Where they don't hold your hand, but they leave all these little clues around. And a lot of that comes from QA. This one in particular, I just feel like that face got put on there. That face wasn't there from the beginning. It's not like they designed the spring with the face. They designed the spring. Something wasn't clicking with the playtesters. And then someone said, what if we put this big old face on there that you are just going to want to smash with a hammer?
That's it. That's entirely it. Yeah.
That's what happened.
But yeah. And unfortunately, like, I want to say more because there's, we get the red and blue crystals here that, which was a thing that started in A Link to the Past. Although the, yeah, Link to the Past had those first, where they would alternate, you hit the crystal and the thing would come up and come down. Originally in Link's Awakening, but that didn't have different colors for them. It was really just up and down on them. This is where they did their red and blue, and then the red and blue stuck with it from there on out. But like I said, we're just getting to the big spring, hitting it, going up a level. And we just like do that like 12 times, something like yeah. that. It honestly felt a little repetitive for me. So that's yeah. where this dungeon just kind of let me down. There is one area where we get up to this spot and then you can see that there's a bunch of cracks in the floor and then you smash it with your hammer and you can drop back down and that's how you reach a ledge with a key. I think it just telegraphed it a little too much for me. You know, we've been talking about the game not holding our hand. This one, like everything outside of the why did they put faces on it, mm-hmm. everything is really just there being like, this is what you need to do to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
yeah.
Not really much to add. Yeah.
No, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. You know, there's a few throwback classics in here. You get into one room and the tiles start spinning and charging at you.
Yes.
So you have to like
get your shield,
Just sit there with your shield, block that. It's not even like in the previous games where you maybe had to slash them or something like that. Just put your shield up. You'll be fine. The other odd thing is we have the, I don't remember what they're called. They're like the crystal Octorok looking guys.
Oh, like the walking bumpers.
Yes. In A Link to the Past, those things were invincible. Now they still bump you back, but you can still kill them in two hits. Why am I able to kill it now? You're making this game too easy for me, Nintendo.
How many times did you die in that bit, Dennis?
I didn't die. I just kept falling off.
Yeah,
and all the way down.
How far can you fall at once? Like,
I want to say two floors.
There's an area you can drop two floors. Okay, that's interesting. Anything else to bring up in this dungeon before we talk about the boss?
It is very much, right, we've got this idea. This is how we're going to do it. Okay, this is all we can do with it. So we're not going to push our luck and make it, you know, outstay our welcome with this mechanic. And I'd rather that. I'd rather a short dungeon that didn't outstay its welcome than one that was just long and boring.
Yeah. And
yeah,
these are tutorial dungeons. We know these are tutorial dungeons. We can look at our gear section and we can see that we're filling in three little slots that are then surrounded by seven other slots. And it's like those seven are the big ones. Like we're working our way up to when the game really starts that we can start doing those seven. We get all the way up to the top. And again, I we're still ascending more and more, but for whatever reason, I liked this a little better because maybe it was just a little quicker to get up to where Moldorm, who is another creature from A Link to the Past. It was, I believe, the first boss that you fight in A Link to the Past.
He's certainly the first boss you fight in Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
In the Tail Dungeon.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I can't remember if they use the first one or not in A Link to the Past, but yes. Hit him in the tail. He will bump you off and make you fall through. There's a hole in the top left side. Then there's also just nothingness around the platform that you're on that you can fall off on. So something to keep in mind. Simple battle, though. You know, didn't really have to strategize too much. Just sort of move if he was coming at you. Hit his tail.
The nice thing is that if you do fall off, you fall below and there's a couple of obstacles. There's also some hearts scattered around and stuff.
Yes.
And when you bounce back up, you don't start the fight again. Like, he maintains the damage that he's taken, because otherwise that would be annoying. But also, you can probably do it without falling off anyway.
I didn't fall off, so.
Did you die?
I got very lucky. I was very close to dying.
Yeah, I want to say a link, and I want to say in A Link to the Past, if you fall, it reset his health, I believe.
Yeah, it definitely would in Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
Yeah, would do that. But then you do leave the screen, and that is classic respawn territory. Whereas in this game, you're still on the same, in inverted commas, screen. You're just on the level below, but it's still there.
The game can remember it. It has more than, I want to say, 10 megs of memory or whatever, like the game we had on it, something like that. Jeremy from the future here with a quick correction. The maximum storage that the Game Boy had was 8 megabytes, and the RAM that it had was only 8 kilobytes. So I was way off in that. Also, it was the third dungeon that you fought, Moldorm, in A Link to the Past. So it's very much like in this one. Anyways, back to the episode. So it can remember a lot of other things. I just threw 10 megs out, so don't hold me to that.
I was going to say, like, I mean, that's a chat for another day, isn't it? That chat is too wild.
If only we had infinite knowledge at our fingertips to look that up. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Siri. Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
Oh, it actually worked.
No, so we defeat Moldorm. We get another heart. We also get the Pendant of Power, which it says we can feel the power coursing through our body. I believe that's what it said. I didn't get a screenshot of that one. But we teleport back out of here. And then we get a call from Sahasrara, and he goes and lets us know that, you know, we have the ability now. We have the power to go and wield the Master Sword. So go to the Lost Woods. There you will find it. I wonder, maybe Goli's there too. I'm wondering where Goli is. Have you guys checked in on Goli's parents?
Totally forgot about Goli.
No, I mean, I went and grabbed his little pouch that he left, but I don't know where he is.
Did you get around to doing that, Jeremy?
I did, yes. Oh, I have 2 items now. Yeah, but I've ran into his parents multiple times, and they're really worried about him. And I'm worried about it now too. So maybe we'll find him, but we'll definitely find the Master Sword. We're then going to go to Hyrule Castle. We're going to destroy the evil there, and then not roll credits. Something else will happen. A big mind blowing thing. We're going to have your mind blown again in this game. Go do all that, and then we'll be back here and talk about it on Chat of the Wild.